It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we have been talking throughout the hour today about health insurance and the end of subsidies, or the enhanced subsidies, I should say, through for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare insurance program. Congress is, of course, arguing now about whether to extend those subsidies, as Democrats would prefer, or to do something else, or there's always the option of doing nothing in government. And so we have been talking about that from a policy standpoint for the first part of the program. For the rest of the hour, we're going to continue with Morgan Winters, director of Get Covered Illinois, on how to navigate the marketplace here. And if you have any questions about who qualifies, what are the deadlines, what are the plans available, we have time now. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. Before we get to that, though, Morgan, I do want to ask sort of one more sort of policy focused question to you. And that's, you know, given what we've seen happening with, you know, the Aetna individual and family plan PPO, there was a big story in Crain's recently about Lurie Children's Hospital, you know, had a contract with this Aetna plan. Aetna's exiting that next year. It could cause some disruptions. We saw the big health insurance plan in the Champaign-Urbana area announce it was closing up shop. Can you talk about sort of what is your understanding of, you know, more some of these insurers pulling out of their participation in these programs in Illinois?
Yeah, it's not a great story in terms of access to the Children's Hospital in Cook County and elsewhere, and so we're paying a lot of attention to that. I think a couple of things to keep in mind is that these insurance companies make business decisions on who they contract with, and in some cases that results in major clinics going out of network for those plans. It's also important to remember that there are other options on the table for folks, and if your clinic or your doctor isn't in network, there are steps that you can take to find a plan that will cover your hospital or your doctor. We have tools on our website at getcoveredillinois.gov that allow you to look up your provider and see what plans they accept. And so that's a really good next step if you're hearing that that the provider or the clinic that you use is going out of network. The other thing to keep in mind is that this is the first year of Illinois having a state-based marketplace. And so what that does is it gives us as a state a little bit more control over the networks that that the insurers that offer ACA coverage in the state have. And so we're going to continue to work closely with our Department of Insurance here in Illinois to ensure that network adequacy is a priority for the state. Now, we can't force insurers to cover particular hospitals or providers. Again, that's a contracting decision that they make with those entities. But what we can do is make sure that they're adhering to all the network adequacy requirements under state law and also under the Affordable Care Act. And so we'll continue to keep a close eye on that.
You're giving me flashbacks to when I was a statehouse reporter 12 years ago covering the Quinn administration and the debates at that time about whether Illinois should have a state-based marketplace or just sort of throw in with the national healthcare.gov. As you said, this is the first time Illinois is going it alone on that. What sparked that change?
You know, I think a lot of things went into that decision, but Governor Pritzker saw what happened under the first Trump administration and some of the policy changes that administration made that negatively impacted state residents. And so Governor Pritzker, along with the legislature, realized that there were some steps we could take to protect our state residents from some of those policy decisions. And so over the last 3 years, starting in 2023, when the enabling legislation was passed for the state-based marketplace, we've been working on developing a marketplace of our own here in Illinois. What that does is it provides additional support for people from a plan enrollment perspective, from a service perspective. We have a network of professionals out in the field that can help people choose between the plans that are available. And that's really important, particularly in years where so much is changing. As you mentioned, Brian, we've got carriers leaving the market, which is limiting choice for folks. We've got costs going up, as we discussed in the segment earlier today. That's the time when you really need help going through your options. And we've got pros in the field that are around to do that. You probably heard that the Trump administration reduced funding for the healthcare.gov navigator program recently. They cut that program by 90%. These are the people that you can meet with. They can help you fill out the application. They can help you pick a plan. And for states using healthcare.gov, that program has essentially been eliminated. We did the opposite here in Illinois. We doubled down on our Navigator program. We funded it with $7 million of grant funding for our first year of the state-based marketplace. We've got folks across the state that are standing by ready to help people make choices on their health insurance and fill out the application and get enrolled.
So if someone is new to this process, right, maybe they've been on an employer plan in the past and now they're looking on the marketplace, how do they go about navigating this? And what are some of the things that people need to think through?
The first thing to do is go to getcoveredillinois.gov. That's our informational public website. There's a lot of step-by-step guidance on exactly what to do to get covered. That's also how you can connect with us. And so you can view brokers and navigators in your area, see who's accepting appointments, get on either virtually or in person to meet with one of those folks. They can really step you through every single thing that you need to do from the application to the enrollment. And that's a great option if you want close assistance in that process. If you're more interested in going at it alone, we really did design our platform to allow people to do that easily. So there's step-by-step guidance on how to fill out the application. We also have a customer assistance center that is devoted entirely to helping Illinois residents. So unlike healthcare.gov that has this massive contact center that serves, 30 states across the country. We've got a customer assistance center that is devoted entirely to helping our folks. They live here in Illinois, many of them. They speak over 200 different languages to help folks get help in their chosen language. And they're standing by and ready to help at 1-888-311-1119.
Getting the number in there, that's great. So what do people need to think through in terms of, like, there's all this talk, gold plans, bronze plans, silver plans, silver loading. I tried to read about this. I got to say, I'm a reasonably well-read person, and I found it confusing trying to understand exactly what the different options were and how to think about it. What do people need to know about that in particular?
The best way to make sense of what costs and what plans are available to you is to go to getcoveredillinois.gov and use our plan comparison tool. So this is a tool that you can use anonymously, meaning you only give a very brief synopsis of your household, and that includes everybody's dates of birth, your zip code, whether you're pregnant and whether you use tobacco, and what your estimated income is. So you don't have to put any personalized information like your name or your address or anything like that into that tool. And that's going to give you a really close estimate about how much your coverage is going to cost. And it's also going to lay it out by those different metal levels, so that you know bronze, silver, or gold. So you're able to compare across all the plans available, all the metal levels available, and you're able to see what tax credit you can apply to each of those. I recommend doing that first. It's low commitment. You can do it in literally 5 minutes. And that'll give you an idea of what you might qualify for. From there, your next step will be filling out the application so you can be found eligible. The other thing I'm going to note, Brian, and this is something that a lot of folks aren't aware of, is we've done a lot of surveys, a lot of research into the uninsured population here in Illinois as part of our standing up of the state-based marketplace. And what we found in those surveys is that folks actually don't know how much health insurance costs. And so we've talked a lot about how costs are rising, and they are, and that's really concerning. But what we find when we talk to people is they think health insurance is much more expensive than it actually is in many cases. And what we also found in our research is that 40% of the uninsured folks in Illinois actually qualify for Medicaid, which is free coverage. So much of our task as a state-based marketplace is getting people in the door, getting them to fill out that application so that they can see how much insurance actually costs. And in many cases, it's more affordable than folks think. 82% of our enrollees qualify for tax credits. They're not as generous as they were in 2025, but that those subsidies are still available to make insurance more affordable.
Do you end up shifting a fair number of your applicants over to the Medicaid program?
Yes, we're just getting started on that. So November 1st was the first time where we would start sending folks over to Medicaid. But really, a cornerstone of having a state-based marketplace is to ensure that we have a smooth transition for families who are either mixed eligibility, which is what we call families, where usually it's the parents are eligible for private coverage with tax credits, and oftentimes the children are eligible for Medicaid. Now, in the healthcare.gov framework, that can get a little bit messy, and state Medicaid agencies oftentimes have a pretty hard time working with healthcare.gov. That's not true here in Illinois. We work really closely with the Healthcare and Family Services team that runs Medicaid and the Department of Human Services here in Illinois. And so we're ensuring that that is a much smoother process for families. The other time that somebody might go from the marketplace over to Medicaid is if they've experienced a change in circumstances. For example, they've lost a job or they've had a significant decrease in income. If you filled out our application and then you let us know that that's happened, we'll automatically get you over to Medicaid so you can be assessed for that program.
And when again is the enrollment deadline?
So we have two deadlines coming up. The first deadline is next Monday, and that is the deadline for signing up for coverage that starts on January 1st. So folks need to sign up for coverage by December 15th if they want their plan to start on January 1st. The end of open enrollment is January 15th. So that's the last opportunity to sign up for coverage that starts on February 1st without a qualifying life event that allows somebody to enroll outside of the open enrollment period.
So, call it like if you lose your job or get married or something like that, then maybe you'd have that would be considered a qualifying life event. Yeah. Okay. Any situations you mentioned the possibility of a deadline extension? I mean, if the Congress does come in, December 23rd at 11 p.m. or something like that with renewal of the subsidies.
The great thing about having our own state-based marketplace here in Illinois this year, Brian, is that we have the authority and the policy flexibility to do just that. So, what I'll say is anytime that something comes up that's preventing folks from getting coverage through no fault of their own, whether it's a new legislation coming out of Congress, whether it's any other thing that's happening in the state, we have the authority as a marketplace to be able to give folks a little bit more time. So we're going to be watching both what's happening in Congress, but also what's happening right here in Illinois to make sure that our folks have enough time to get covered.
Morgan Winters is the director of Get Covered Illinois. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
A couple last-minute comments from listeners I want to share. Alan sent an email, said, listening to today's show, a lot of people are calling for Medicare for all, universal health care, etc. Why can't we use a compromise? If you don't currently qualify for Medicare, you can have the option to buy into Medicare for equivalent cost per person to the government. This would provide an option for lower middle class individuals and small business owners that can't afford private insurance. And the option would reduce private insurance inflation because of price. If the price rises too much, individuals will just opt to buy into Medicare. A lot of thoughtful comments from listeners today. Thank you to everyone who called in, who sent text messages and emailed. You can always keep in touch with us. Talk@21stshow.org is our email address. And you can find that and every other way to get in touch with us at our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can also find out how to join our texting group or just join by sending the word talk, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-8255. 0730. Again, the word is talk, 217-803-0730. Coming up tomorrow, we're less than 2 months away from the start of early voting for the primary elections that will decide who gets to run in the general election next year. We'll talk about what's happening from the governor's race to the U.S. Senate to congressional campaigns across Illinois. Plus, we'll talk with the editor of a new collection called Lingering Inland, a literary tour of the Midwest. That's all coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Colson Kahn. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. You can get a podcast of this program wherever you listen, or certainly on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Illinois Public Media. That's it for us today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.